President Bush came close to completing his second-term cabinet today. He nominated Samuel Bodman to be Energy Secretary. That leaves just one more cabinet post to be filled. NPR's Brian Naylor is at the White House.
The president today continued his pattern of nominating loyalists to his cabinet. Bodman is already a member of the administration, serving as Deputy Secretary of the Treasury. Prior to that, he was Deputy Commerce Secretary. The president called him a problem solver who knows how to set goals and how to reach them. The president made clear his own goals, including persuading Congress to approve an energy bill, something lawmakers have been trying to do since the mid-1990s.
We'll pursue more energy close to home in our own country and in our own hemisphere, so that we're less dependent on energy from unstable parts of the world. We'll continue improving pipelines and gas terminals and power lines so that energy flow is reliable. We will develop and deploy the latest technology to provide a new generation of cleaner and more efficient energy sources. We will promote strong conservation measures.
White House spokesman Scott McClellan reiterated that the president's desire to pursue more energy close to home means drilling for oil in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge in Alaska. Opposition to such drilling by many Democrats and moderate Republicans blocked the president's energy bill last time around. Before joining the administration, the 66-year-old Bodman taught at MIT and served as president of Fidelity Investments and CEO of Cabot Corporation, a chemical manufacturer. In brief remarks today, Bodman praised the man he'll succeed at energy, outgoing Secretary Spencer Abraham.
Thanks to your leadership, sir, and the work of so many, particularly Secretary Abraham, nearly 75% of the recommendations put forward in your energy plan have been implemented, and our nation is the better for it.
Energy interests and business groups were enthusiastic about Bodman's nomination and the prospects for a renewed push for drilling in Alaska. The president of the National Association of Manufacturers, John Engler, declared Bodman is, quote, the man who can get this done. Mr. Bush is about to get his cabinet done. The only office still to be filled is that of the Department of Health and Human Services, where a new secretary could be named any day. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The White House.